WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Headed into the Democratic National Convention, a new poll from ABC News shows a lead for Kamala Harris, even though Donald Trump is trusted more to handle issues of economy and inflation. That poll done by ABC News, The Washington Post, and Ipsos. Trains between New York and Philadelphia stopped from running on Sunday because of severe weather, which also canceled and delayed hundreds of flights. ABC's Trevor Ault is in Connecticut, where several areas dealt with flash flooding over the weekend.
More than 40 people were stranded at a campground after a bridge was washed out, cutting off their escape route. Rescuers rushing to save dozens of drivers trapped in the flooding. Meantime, powerful rain and flooding is also inundating New Jersey and New York.
The Secretary of State is back in the Middle East, Antony Blinken, saying it is imperative to get a ceasefire deal done now. This is his ninth trip to the region since the war began October 7th. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
One person is dead after a fatal crash that happened Friday afternoon. It happened on State Highway 33, approximately 1/2 mile west of Sand Road in the Delton Township. Upon arrival of initial responding units, deputies located a Subaru Outback on its roof and a GMC Sierra, both in the westbound lane. The initial investigation revealed the GMC was attempting to pass an uninvolved vehicle and struck the Subaru head-on. The operator of the Subaru was pronounced dead at the scene. The operator of the GMC was transported to UW Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Three Baraboo police officers were allegedly involved with a target in an investigation. According to police, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department executed search warrants at several properties in Baraboo on August 13th. Authorities said Chief Sinden notified the officers about the administration investigation regarding alleged misconduct. One Baraboo officer was placed on administrative leave. The police department is working with the Wisconsin DOJ and the Sauk County Sheriff's Office regarding this investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, it is going to be clear with a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 75 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 77. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8196. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8196. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
99.7.
It's 8:04 right now. Thank you for joining us on this Monday. Here's 38 Special, Caught Up in You on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Summer, there's Bananarama, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 8 now. And you know, Finn, speaking of summer, one of my favorite parts about summertime is getting a good old ice cream cone every now and then, right? And today is actually National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. So if one of your favorites is the same as mine, then you're in total luck. And everything can probably be made into soft serve ice cream, but it turns out that most of us, especially in the United States, probably prefer vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry, or maybe even a delicious twist. I love a good twist cone. That is absolutely my favorite. I always turn into a perpetual three-year-old when somebody tells me that I can get twist ice cream as well, because my eyes light up and I'm very excited. Now, in one poll, 70% of people said they actually prefer soft serve ice cream over hard ice cream. I think that's because it's a little easier to eat, especially if you get it in a cone, right? It's a little bit more lickable, as I like to call it. And it can be a little bit healthier too than soft, than actually the hard ice creams, because you don't, you know, essentially you can't incorporate as much goodness into them. You can't have as much ooey caramel or as many nuts or all of that good stuff. So I get that. Now, soft serve usually has about 3 to 6% milk fat. Regular ice cream is also is more likely to be between 10 and 18%. Well, that, I guess that also makes sense. Again, though, that's because, you know, it's got to come out of a machine in a nice little swirl. You can't just scoop it up. So I'm assuming that plays a little into it as well. Now, here's a fun fact, though, for everybody this morning. In parts of Europe, it isn't actually called soft serve. It's called American ice cream. I love that. We have our own ice cream named after us in European countries. In Greece and Romania, it's called machine ice cream. And in Ireland, it's called soft whip, just in case anybody is actually wondering. Now, speaking of other countries, there's a new map out that shows the favorite ice cream flavor of almost every country, whether it's soft serve or whether it's the regular, you know, hard ice creams. Now, here are some of the interesting takeaways from this, okay? Neapolitan, which is that vanilla, chocolate, strawberry concoction. Yeah, it's not one of my favorites. Anyway, it is number one in America, along with Canada, Mexico, most of Central America, England, and Australia, okay? Overall, vanilla is the most popular. 46 countries will choose it over any other option. And the data included 80 possible flavors. Some notable vanilla fans include India, France, Switzerland, Sweden, Finland, and half of Africa. Now, there are some big countries that have flavors that are way less common than here in the United States. The top flavor in China and Japan is matcha. In Brazil, it's pistachio. In Argentina, it's dulce de leche. And in Saudi Arabia, it's mango. Now, I don't think any of those flavors sound bad, though. I mean, I know here in the United States, they might be a little harder to come by, but I don't think any of them sound horrible. I mean, I'd be down for any of them. Maybe
mango, maybe a little out
there.
See,
I love mango. I love mango. Now, I wouldn't want mango flavored ice cream, but if you have like creamy vanilla with like the mango chunks in it, I feel like that could be really, really good.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't want all mango flavored ice cream. That would be a little too much, I think, even for me, even as much as I love a mango. But I feel like a little bit like a peach ice cream. If you have a nice creamy sweet base and then you put like the peaches or the mangoes in it, I feel like that could be a winner, honestly. But, you know, I get it. It's probably not going to be everybody's cup of tea. And I'm still going to go for the chocolate over mango if I'm absolutely given the option. The results were captured through internet search data, but they don't have data for every part of the world. There's no word on the ice cream preferences of, say, Russia, Ukraine, North Korea, Iran, Afghanistan, Cuba, and a handful of other countries. There's a commonality to most of the countries that we just listed. And I don't want to say too much this morning because I always get myself into trouble, but just think about that list for a minute and figure out what the commonalities are there. There's no word on the ice. There were also some strange picks on the list, at least compared to American preferences. Now, here are a few of them. Bolivia loves cinnamon ice cream. Oh, no, I totally love cinnamon ice cream, but it's got to be around the holiday time, you know, like peppermint ice cream or cinnamon ice cream. That's delicious. Yes. Chile loves pineapple ice cream, which I don't know. Pineapple can be a little polarizing. I mean, here in this country, we can't even agree to put it on a pizza or not, you know, so I can't even imagine what we would do with pineapple ice cream. Iceland loves coffee ice cream above all else, which I guess kind of
checks. Ice cream.
Oh, it's delicious. Oh, yeah. It's really good. That was one of those flavors that I never thought I would enjoy until I tasted it one time. And I was like, okay, this is not bad. Mm-hmm. I love a good rich mocha flavor, though. So that makes sense. Ethiopians are into maple walnut, which I guess would seem more like a Canadian thing. But in Ethiopia, that's a big ice cream. Indonesians love fig ice cream. Yeah, that checks with that part of the world. New Zealand loves hokey pokey ice cream, which is vanilla with lumps of honeycomb toffee in it. So is that a little bit like our, I mean, it tastes, that sounds a little bit like something we would do here, like a peanut brittle or, you know what I'm talking about? Like those types of flavors.
That sounds pretty good though.
It doesn't sound horrible. No. And I love to put a little maple syrup or honey over vanilla ice cream if I absolutely don't have any toppings. That's really delicious. So I can imagine with the honeycomb type toffee in there that that's really, really good. Denmark loves, this is an interesting one, licorice ice cream. Now, I somewhere in the world, there's probably a black jelly bean ice cream out there. And I guess now we know where it's at. It's probably in Denmark.
Could
I mean,
be.
If they're going as far as licorice ice cream, I can imagine that they're probably loving themselves.
I love licorice, but I don't know if I could do licorice ice cream.
Now, again, though, that would have to be, how is it presented? Is it like just an ice cream base with licorice flavoring, or do they actually have chunks of licorice in it? Because I can't imagine that would be good or frozen, right? Like, and I love red licorice. I'm not a black licorice fan, but I love a good red licorice, but I don't know if I would like that in an ice cream so much. And, you know, I'm looking at this map, and there are a lot of really interesting concoctions on this particular map. There's a whole lot of others, which means we have no idea what they're particularly loving in that part of the country. But chocolate's a big one. The vanilla, obviously, as we talked about. And there's just, then there's some places, as we mentioned, that have absolutely no data whatsoever. But Rocky Road, also a really big one in parts of the world as well.
Sure.
So that's a personal favorite of mine. So I can get down with that. But this is a fun map, proving that ice cream is good wherever you go.
There's not too many ways you can mess ice cream up.
Right?
But there are a couple that are, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm looking at this map. Unless you're in South Korea and you love green tea ice cream, then you're definitely messing with perfection if you're having green tea ice cream, I think. But I have nothing against green tea. I don't want it in my ice cream. Portugal loves a good lemon sorbet. And in Tunisia, they love melon ice cream. I mean, if you want some more tidbits from this map as I look at it here today. Cape Verde likes some good old-fashioned yogurt, frozen yogurt. They don't even want the ice cream. So they're way healthier than the rest of us in the world. And then Slovakia loves some strawberry ice cream. I'm just picking out some random flavors as we go here. Hungary is one of those countries I mentioned that loves some Rocky Road. Melon ice cream across the country, across the world. Who would have known that
really?
Was such a thing? Mm. Yeah, melon ice cream in a lot of parts. And then you have some countries in Africa that love themselves some good bubble gum ice cream.
Okay. To each their own, I guess.
That's right. We're not going to judge, because ice cream is delicious in any form. Again, unless you're talking green tea ice cream, then, well, it's South Korea, and they're always going to be healthier than the rest of the world. So we'll give them that one. Now, speaking of ice cream today, Finn, we got to remind everybody to go shop at maxfmbigdeals.com. And, of course, you can go get some ice cream if you know for a lot less than you would normally pay just by going over to the website and doing a little online shopping today. Now, Tin Roof Dairy, of course, we mention all the time. That's a great place to go for that hard ice cream, you know, shakes, malts, all of that good stuff. We've got a 2-pack of $5 certificates over at maxfmbigdeals.com right now for you to enjoy National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day.
Awesome.
Because let's face it, soft serve, hard ice cream, it doesn't matter. Enjoy some ice cream today. $10 value for that stop at Tin Roof Dairy. $7.50 is all you're going to pay. And of course, we have an instant download on that too, which means you're not waiting for us to send a certificate. It's there on your phone. And if all of this talk of ice cream got you a little hungry this morning and thinking you need an afternoon treat, well, that's exactly what I intended. So now you can get that instant download and head over there and save yourself a little bit of money as well. There's a lot of other great deals in the store too. Now, we want to mention Kanamichi Craft Bar. That's a great place for cocktails, beers, and wines. A 2-pack of $10 certificates, $20 value, I should say. $14 right now at maxfmbigdeals.com. And then, of course, a whole lot of entertainment if you want to, you know, maybe make a day of it and do an escape room with the kids. This is a $30 certificate to Elusive Escape Rooms of Wisconsin Dells. It admits one person. $30, only $21 with an instant download, only at maxfmbigdeals.com. So do a little online shopping on your Monday. Check out all of the great savings over there. Keep it all local. That's the best part about it. And honestly, Finn, if it's already Monday and you've already saved yourself a bunch of money and you're getting to do or go some really cool places.
Bonus.
Isn't that like winning right away to start the week?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like it is. Like you've already owned the week. Doesn't matter how things go from here on out. You saved yourself some money.
Exactly.
And you are winning to start the week. So no shame in that. I mean, we all love to save money wherever we can. And remember, all of our certificates over at maxfmbigdeals.com make really great gifts. And let's remember that whoever you're gifting to never has to know that you saved that kind of money.
No.
They just know that they have a fabulous certificate to go do a little shopping with or eating out with now. So go check it out and make sure you get in on all of those big savings at maxfmbigdeals.com. I feel like it's appropriately named.
It is.
I feel like the store is appropriately named. I mean, we say it all the time. Deals, big savings. I feel like we hit that one on the mark right away. Taking a look at the forecast. Beautiful today. Speaking of hitting the mark, this is going to be a gorgeous next few days. Lots of sunshine, 80 today, clear down to 51 tonight, then lots of sun, 75 tomorrow, mostly sunny, 77 on Wednesday. Really doesn't get much better than that. My goodness. No. Right now, it is 58.
Stanley Day is back at Tin Roof Dairy in downtown Baraboo.
Yeah!
It was a huge hit in May, so they are bringing it back prior to school starting. Bring any Stanley-style cup and get it filled with 20 or 24 ounces of ice cream. Get 20 ounces for $10 or 24 ounces for just $12. Don't miss out. Be on the lookout for more events coming down the pike at Tin Roof Dairy in Baraboo.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 8:26 right now. We hope you're having a great Monday, even if it happens to be a Monday. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully you're enjoying this beautiful start to a work week and another day. I'm trying to find all the positives I can on a Monday. Here's Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me on Max FM.
Stand above. try and pretend it's my feeling will win in the end. I won't harm you or touch your defenses.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Hearing that song, it happened again. I feel like I need to go watch The Breakfast Club now. It's kind of a natural progression in life, isn't it? It's 8:30. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, remember, if you want a couple of really great evenings out to enjoy the weather and take in some free live music, well, the area has a whole lot to offer this week, including tomorrow night out at Devil's Lake State Park. This is going to take place at the Chateau area on the North Shore. The Periodicals are going to be performing from 6 until 8. Now, remember, this is a free concert, but you do have to have your 2024 park sticker to get in. Should be a fabulous show. It's sponsored by the Friends of Devil's Lake State Park and friendsofdevilslake.org if you want more information about that particular concert. And then on Friday evening, you can make your way to Sauk Prairie for Concerts in the Park. This is going to take place from 6:30 until 8:30 at Culver Community Park. And Jeremy Horn is going to be performing. He was born and raised in Memphis, Tennessee, started playing guitar at the age of 15. A little bit of country, a little bit of Christian music, and a whole lot of really good stuff. He's even had an album out over at Amazon.com. So that's going to be a really fun one as well. Absolutely free to attend. So make sure you get that one on your calendar as well. Again, that is Friday night in Sauk Prairie. Now, if you want more information about anything going on, any live music, any great events, we've got a powwow in town this week. Baraboo.com. That is the place you need to go to find out everything going on in and around the area. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Beautiful weather for all those outdoor activities for the next few days. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We're also going to have a look at sports next here on Max FM.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
The Brewers ran their win streak to 5, sweeping the Guardians with a 2-0 win Sunday at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Colin Ray won his 11th game of the season, tossing 5 2/3 innings of no-hit ball.
He's just been an incredible anchor. He gives you it every time out. What you see is what you get. It's who he is as a human. Every day the same, doing everything he can to help out whoever's around him, whatever the mission is. Consummate teammate.
Pat Murphy's Brewers extend their lead to 11 games over St. Louis in the National League Central. They'll open a series in St. Louis tomorrow night. Packers weren't sharp in their joint practice in Denver on Friday, then were blown out by the Broncos 27-2 in last night's exhibition. Tough night for the offense, and even tougher night for quarterback Sean Clifford, throwing for just 43 yards and finished with a passer rating of 30.4. Hideki Matsuyama capturing the first leg of the FedEx Cup, earning a two-shot win over Victor Hovland and Xander Schauffele. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, it is going to be clear with a low of 51. Tomorrow, sunshine 75 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 77. If you need help with back taxes, call 800-281-8196. Tax Solutions Now can help. 800-281-8196. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60. 99.7.
It's 8:35 right now. The Fine Young Cannibals, and She Drives Me Crazy on 99.7 Max FM.
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I would die for you. There is Prince. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:41 right now. And Finn, before we can jump into our pets of the week and take a look at calendar days, we do have to wish a very happy birthday to Nick Hepp. This came in on our text line this morning. This is from his lovely wife. Nick is celebrating his 45th birthday today. So Nick, very, very happy birthday to you. Thank you for the text this morning. And just a quick little reminder that it's that easy. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, all you have to do is text 355-9970, and then we'll get that message, and then we will relay that information and wish everybody a very happy birthday or happy anniversary. So hopefully Nick has a wonderful day. Now, we do have some really cute puppies and kitties that we have to talk about. Of course, we're talking about our pets of the week over at the Sauk County Humane Society. Let's start out with our dog of the week. Oh, doesn't she look like a happy girl? She has way less skin issues than mine does. She has all of her hair on her front legs right now. Girl is Amelia. Amelia is a two-year-old pit mix who came into the Sauk County Humane Society when a Good Samaritan found her as a stray. She's a very sweet pity girl with a very sweet pity smile all at the same time. She looks like she's smiling in her photo, doesn't she? She just looks happy. She does walk well on a leash, and she knows sit and come. She's a bit of a snuggler, and she's a little bit of a kisser, and she loves to just wiggle herself right into your heart. It is unknown if she is house trained. She could share her home with the right dog as well as kids. She's not fond of cats, or cats aren't really too fond of her either. Amelia will be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before she goes home. But other than the cats, I mean, which is bound to be expected as a terrier, sounds like Amelia would be a great pet for any sort of family. So check her out if you're interested. She's tan and she's white. She's got almost like kind of a bluish greenish eye and just the cutest pink nose you've ever seen in your whole life. Cute. Yeah, she's a little bit of a bigger girl because obviously she's got a few different breeds in her, or at least she looks bigger from the photo. You'd have to really check out Amelia to find out what she's all about. But something to keep in mind, maybe if you live somewhere with some weight restrictions as well. But check right. her out because she's just a gem, just an absolute doll. So she'd be great for anybody. And then we have our cat of the week. And oh, isn't she just
what
the most inquisitive
cutie.
Little thing you've ever yeah. seen? Yes. Her name is Kiss, and she is a 5-month-old domestic short hair tabby who grew up in the shelter with her other litter mates. She's a sweet and playful little girl who is anxious to find a forever home. She's full of energy. She's ready to play. She's going to provide any home that takes her in with a really good time, and probably all night long as well, because it sounds like Kiss likes to keep the party going all the time.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, right, right.
She looks
yes.
much friendlier than Gene Simmons, though.
This is true. Well, most of the people and things do. Quite honestly, cactuses seem less prickly than Gene Simmons, quite honestly. But Kiss is really just made for loving you and loving your entire family. She'll be spayed, microchipped, and up to date on age-appropriate vaccines before she goes home. Remember, she's just a baby, only 5 months old for Miss Kiss. So check her out as well. But she's just adorable. She's got little white socks,
yeah.
too. She's got little white sockies. So check her out if you're looking to add a cat to the mix. And she's going to be a whole lot of fun. I promise. Now, puppies and kittens, there are so many of them right now at the Sauk County Humane Society, which is their quick little way of reminding you to please get your cats and your dogs spayed and neutered. It really does cut down on the population. And remember, they do that spay and neuter clinic for cats on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They also offer microchipping and some vaccines at that time. You do need to go to their website, saukhumane.org, and check out more information. And remember, they're usually booked out for that quite a ways in advance. So if you're thinking this is something you want to do, you better get on their schedule pretty quickly, I would say. And then, of course, you know, when it comes to microchipping, this is a great time to remind you of how important it can be, because if your pet decides that they're going to go AWOL and have a little adventure without you, and they're microchipped, it's a lot easier to get that pet returned. And just a quick reminder that all of those Facebook groups are really, really awesome. It really helps people put an eye out for your particular pet. But when they're microchipped, it's a lot easier if they're picked up, because they can be taken to the Humane Society, they can be taken to a vet's clinic, they can be scanned, and then all that information comes up and you can be contacted right away to hopefully get that pet back sooner than later. So microchipping, very important, and again, they will do that during that low-cost spay-neuter clinic over at the Sauk County Humane Society. Now, because of all the puppies and kitties that they have right now, they're also asking for foster families. No puppy or kitten should grow up in a shelter environment, according to the Sauk County Humane Society. So if maybe, you know, helping out in that regard and being able to get these pets ready for their families is something that you find to be intriguing, make sure you contact them and they'll give you all the proper information that you need to become a really great foster to get kittens like Kiss ready for a new home. Now, over at the Humane Society, they're always looking for a few things, especially with all of the pets that they have in their care right now. Canned puppy food is a big one right now, along with canned cat food. They also need bleach, laundry detergent, Dawn, and your time as a volunteer is also what they need right now. Can you imagine having all those pets? Think of all of the laundry you do in your house for Sunset and Theo, and then having all of the animals that they have right now under their care. So if you can help with any of those needs, they have a Chewy wish list for the cat and puppy food. You can have it delivered right over to their facility. You can also do the same with Amazon, their wish list that they have over there as well. So check those out if you can't make a delivery yourself. Otherwise, saukhumane.org for all of the important information that you might need. And of course, that's also going to give you more information on microchipping, spay neuter clinics, the donation list, volunteering, fostering, all of that good stuff. Plus, then you get to see the sweet faces of Amelia and Kiss when you go over to saukhumane.org. Sometimes I think Aspen needs a sibling. And then I remember the last week of taking care of Aspen sores. And I'm like, nope. One is enough. One is enough. As love as that much as I love puppies and kitties, one is probably enough. We do have to take a look at our calendar days here, Finn, because remember, these are all the things that we can celebrate to just help us get through another work week and closer to the weekend. Now, of course, we've talked about a few different things this morning, so we'll come back to those in a minute. But today is, I got to get right here to the top. It's Black Cow Root Beer Float Day. Now, this is something, a black cow is what they celebrate in a lot of locations. It's simply a root beer float. So remember, we talked about Tin Roof Dairy for all of your ice cream, wants and all the deliciousness there. Well, they will also make you a delicious root beer float if you would like to go check that out. So please do that. Mm-hmm. It's also International Bow Day today. So celebrating all the bows that we like to tie, whether it's a bow tie, just putting a ribbon in our hair, whatever it is, we love our bows. So celebrate the International Bow Day today. International Orangutan Day is also today. I love orangutans. They're one of my favorite exhibits when I go to a zoo because I think they're just fascinating and intriguing. And there's nothing better than getting over there and realizing that one of them is carrying a baby along with them.
And there's less poop throwing than with chimpanzees.
This is true. Orangutans just kind of hang out, right? They don't really get too excited about anything. I just think they're really intriguing because if you do go to a zoo with certain enclosures and they come sit right up next to the glass, they'll actually start mimicking people when you put your hands up. And cool. I think they're just absolutely fantastic and amazing. And that's usually the first place I want to go if we go to any sort of wildlife exhibit or zoos or anything like that. And there have been times when if the boys, especially when they were little, wanted to go see something like the spiders and the bats, I would just have them leave me at the orangutans because at some of our favorite zoos, they actually have a seated viewing area and you can sit there and just watch as long as you want. And I would always do that because I find them absolutely incredible and awesome and just so unique and fascinating. It is also National Aviation Day today. Of course, this is where we look up to the skies and we celebrate the fact that we do have air travel in this country. And, we have the Air Force as one of our arms of military in this country. So aviation of all sorts today is what we're celebrating. And then it's also Stay Home with Your Kids Day. Well, that's called every day since school got out. So at this point, I think a lot of people are like, okay, the boredom is starting to set in. We're ready for some regularity.
Let's get this show back on the road here.
That's right. It's also National Sandcastle and Sculpture Day. So if you want to spend the day by one of our beautiful lakes or on a beach, you could build yourself a sandcastle and call it a day. It's also World Photo Day today. So obviously just taking incredible photos of some of the things around you, whether, it's one of those things that you plan or it's one of those things that just it kind of happens. World Photo Day. Not all of us have to be a professional photographer in order to see beauty through the lens, as my husband likes to say. It's one of the most profound things he says, and every time he says it, I look at him. I'm like, what fortune cookie did you get that from? and then we have a few good food ones. Now, we mentioned National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day today, right? So enjoy that, whether that's at Tin Roof Dairy, whether it's getting yourself a soft serve ice cream at one of your favorite places. Doesn't matter, because hard ice cream, soft serve ice cream, you can't go wrong. It's got ice cream in the title, Finn. I mean, really, honestly, are we going to parse words at this point? I think not. And then it's also National Potato Day today. Now, I find this one to be interesting because potatoes are one of those things that you can do pretty much anything you want with, right? There's all sorts of different options. And of course, I have a poll for this. A fresh one looked at the top ways that we like to eat our potatoes in this country, and French fries obviously got the most votes. The top ways we enjoy eating them other than French fries include mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, and even hash browns. Tater tots, which happens to be a favorite in our house, and potato salad tied for fifth. But potato salad's popularity is starting to wane just a little bit. Only 25% of Gen Zers actually picked that, compared to 60% of boomers. Yeah, I can see that. It feels like an older person type of thing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, here are a few more French fry stats, though, in honor of National Potato Day. This is what we'll leave you with, because I want you hungry for ice cream and potatoes today. The diet of champions is really what it is on a Monday. 29% of us order fast food fries weekly. 62% say they do it once a month. Just 16% of people say they rarely or never eat them. That's the category I fall into, and it's a sad state of affairs, let me tell you. McDonald's fries are still our favorite with 46% of the vote. Wendy's get a distant second at 16%. Then you got Chick-fil-A and Burger King with 13%. Chick-fil-A doesn't even have actual fries. They have the waffle fries. So does that count? Yeah, it counts. They're deep fried. We'll make anything.
Yeah.
Well, anything deep fried as far as a potato goes, I think it counts. Now, our favorite French fry cuts in order include regular fries, curly fries, the thick cut fries, waffle fries, and then crinkle cut fries are fifth. Crinkle cut are actually my favorite if they're prepared correctly. They have to be crispy on the outside, but really soft on the inside. Not every place can get it right, but the ones who do, nail it every single time.
The ones that do, they really get it. They understand. But sometimes you can get crinkle cuts and they're, I don't know.
Undercooked or overcooked.
Overcooked, yeah.
Yes, yes. We're basically, it's like a, you know, you're tapping it. It's like a chopstick then at that point, where you can use it to do other things and nobody wants that. The ones that are undercooked are just disgusting because then they're floppy and then it's like raw potato on the inside. So they're my favorite if they're cooked a specific way and done correctly. Then they're my favorite, absolutely.
I like them kind of soggy. See, I kind of like them, you know, I mean, you probably couldn't put enough grease or salt in there for me. I mean,
I don't want them so soggy, though, that they, like, when I pick them up, they just kind of bend over and fall, right? Like, I want, just a little on the outside, a golden color. I don't want them white, like they just came out of the bag. Like, a little golden color would be great. But I get what you're saying. The softness on the inside is really, really good. That's the best part of a crinkle cut. I do love a good waffle fry, too. Again, if they're not overcooked.
Yeah.
Some places don't nail that either. Ketchup is still the most popular dipping sauce when it comes to our French fries. People were allowed to pick more than one, though, on this particular survey. 74% say they use ketchup. Then 29% say they use ranch. Okay. Cheese sauce comes in with 26% of the vote. And then you get barbecue sauce with 21%. And interestingly enough, mayo came in on the list as well with 18% of the vote. And I get why people would say ranch. It's a little different than ketchup. I say go wild, though. Like, maybe add a spicy ranch or something like that.
And if it's a fish fry or something like that, I'll just use the tartar sauce for my fries.
Exactly. You can't really go wrong. It's a potato. I mean, come on, people. Tartar sauce is essentially like a sour cream with chives, just a little different consistency. So, yeah, it all works out because it's a potato. And we love them, obviously. We have entire surveys on them and days dedicated just to the potato. Idaho should be so proud right now. Taking a look at your forecast, mostly sunny, 80 for a high today, clear down to 51 tonight, lots of sun, 75 tomorrow, more sun on Wednesday with a high near 77, 60 right now.
Your home for the freshest produce around is at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo. This is Craig. This week, fresh local sweet corn is $5 a dozen. Green peppers are 89 cents a piece, and snow white cauliflower is $1.49 a pound. 16-ounce packs of delicious plump California strawberries are 2 for $7. Zespri Gold Kiwis are $4.99 for a 16-ounce container, and Gala apples are just $1.49 a pound this week. Pierce's Express Market, serving the area for over a century.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.